what's going on in Virginia, and who maybe you should vote for when it comes.
And also Larry Kudlow will be joining us, CNBC senior contributor, and he's got his show. You can hear him right here on WMAL. On Saturdays, it's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. One of the most notorious world political figures of the 1980s has died. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega.
The 83-year-old passed away after having brain surgery earlier this year, according to the country's president, who says the death closes a chapter in their history. Noriega, who ruled Panama from 1983 to 1989, spied for the CIA until the U.S. invaded and toppled his corrupt empire, ending a career that saw him working with drug traffickers like Pablo Escobar. The former dictator had been serving a prison sentence for murder, embezzlement, and corruption back home before he was granted house arrest in January to prepare for the operation. I'm Sierra Crawford.
President Trump is renewing his criticism of Germany following Chancellor Angela Merkel's suggestion that Germany needs to adopt a more independent stance in world affairs. Mr. Trump posted a tweet this morning saying, quote, "We have a massive trade deficit with Germany, plus they pay far less than they should on NATO and military. Very bad for U.S. He says this will change." White House Communications Director Michael Dubke has resigned. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says Dubke actually handed in his resignation before the president's international trip. Even after D.C. area sniper Lee Boyd Malvo's life sentence was overturned last week, it seems highly unlikely that he'll ever be a free man again.
Mandatory life sentences for juveniles was ruled unconstitutional in 2012. Virginia made a case that their mandatory life sentences weren't entirely mandatory.
The judges retained the discretion to alter the sentences.
But that argument clearly didn't resonate with the judge. Now, says George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, prosecutors can appeal the ruling or try for another life sentence for Lee Boyd Malvo, which, instead of being mandatory, would need to be tailored to him and his crimes.
In all likelihood, Malvo will spend the rest of his life in prison.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Coming soon to the National Mall, the National Desert Storm Memorial.
It's early in the process, but the goal, according to organizer Bob Adams, is to have the Desert Storm Memorial in place on the National Mall by 2021.
We're doing our site selection and our design process, and we are currently kicking off our corporate level and our capital campaign fundraising activities, working to raise $25 million.
Roughly 600,000 Americans served in Operations Desert Storm and Desert Shield. Almost 400 were killed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fines and suspensions are on the way after a brawl at yesterday's Nationals-Giants game.
Washington Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper will be suspended for charging the mound after San Francisco Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland hit him with a pitch on the hip.
When somebody comes at you like that and throws a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, where he did, wasn't very happy with it.
Harper and Strickland traded punches as benches cleared and players from both teams got involved. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,080, the NASDAQ at 6210. Sports, the Nats win, the O's win, the University of Maryland men's lacrosse team wins the NCAA title, and the Penguins take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 8:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, heading east on Route 7, your travel lanes are open to get past the Fairfax County Parkway, but it's jammed to get on to the exit ramp to go south on 286 Fairfax County Parkway because of a crash. Really, it's at the first intersection as you come down to 604 Sugarland Road. So watch for police direction. You can get through, but it's definitely picking up those delays. Coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road, have some of the stop and go through Herndon and Reston into Chantilly. Lanes are open on 50 each direction between Lee Road and 28. Earlier crash westbound. Now that's been history. 50 passing Fair Oaks Mall, still below speed to the exit ramp to get on to 66 eastbound. That's where the crash reported. Now, Maryland Beltway Outer Loop. As you head Outer Loop toward 50, the John Hanson Highway, that crash had been moved to the shoulder. Now one just beyond 50 just reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather here as we kick it off here on a short work week. We'll get into the afternoon and the evening hours with a few scattered showers, thunderstorms. And temperatures are down a bit from yesterday, 75 degrees. Tonight, it'll turn partly cloudy after midnight. The rain will end 65. Tomorrow, just an isolated shower, thunderstorm, and a little bit warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 59 in Beltsville, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A Virginia man who joined ISIS, then quit, is now facing trial. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And surprise, surprise, it's Tuesday morning, even though it feels like Monday morning, which means that you only have a four-day week. So everything's going to be shorter. It'll be a wonderful surprise on Friday when it finally arrives. Joining us at 8:35 will be Larry Kudlow from CNBC and host of the Larry Kudlow Show.
Nice.
Here on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walters sitting with Vince Colonese.
Hey, good morning. Yeah. All right. So June 13th, we got a big election coming up in Virginia. We're going to pick the next lieutenant governor and governor in terms of these are the primary votes.
Yeah.
So you're going to whittle down the field a little bit. And joining us to break down what that means and what the current state of the race is Jeffrey Skelly. He's with the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Here to talk to us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Jeffrey, good morning.
Hey, hi there. How you guys doing?
Doing excellent. Good. So, Virginia, you know, these primaries sometimes can be sleepy affairs. Not so in Virginia, where there's all sorts of fun drama to get to. Let's start with the Democratic side, because it seems like that's the more competitive side in the governor's race. You've got Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam, who are actually very close in the polls, no?
Yes. The most recent public polling, at least, was a Washington Post poll that showed Perriello ahead 40-38. But basically, with the margin of error, I think the best way to look at this race is that it's neck and neck, and that there's a decent enough percentage of undecided voters who could probably swing the race one way or the other. So there's just a lot of uncertainty there.
For sure. But with, you know, the Washington Post reports that they think that Northam's supporters are more apt to fit the profile of likely voters. Northam, the guy with the more establishment support in the state, Terry McAuliffe supporting him, and also many statewide Democrats, whereas Perriello is more the Bernie Sanders candidate, in fact, supported by Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Do you think that that's true, that Northam's supporters are probably going to be the likely voters?
Well, I do think that the if you're thinking about who tends to show up to primary, well, any election, but primaries in particular, older voters do tend to show up more, and the way that the demographics were breaking down those polls, you had younger voters tending to support Perriello more and older voters tending to support Northam more. So in terms of a traditional likely voter, yes, I think that that's an accurate statement. You know, thinking about this race, there's definitely a national versus state dynamic, as you mentioned. State Democrats have just completely come on board with Northam and were on board with him when Perriello surprised everybody by getting into the race. And mm-hmm. then national Democrats, not just Sanders and Warren, but lots of people who are associated with Barack Obama's White House have endorsed Perriello. So I think the national versus state dynamic is probably the best way of looking.
The last one on this, do you read anything into the fact that Hillary beat Bernie Sanders so decisively in the state of Virginia, or is a primary in an off year just so different in, when it comes to turnout?
Well, I mean, a presidential primary, especially at that point in the race when it was very obviously competitive back in 2016, the turnout for that will be far higher than what we'll see on June 13th. So I do think we could have higher turnout in this primary than there was the last time Democrats had a competitive gubernatorial primary in 2009. So, you know, maybe somewhere between like 300 and 400,000 voters. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think that there's enough support that from some Sanders voters for Perriello and even some Clinton voters for Clinton voters for Perriello and Sanders voters for Northam, but I think it's kind of hard to break it down that way.
Does the popularity of Governor McAuliffe play into who we see coming out in the top on the Democrat side?
Well, I think that McAuliffe's relative popularity is probably good for the Democratic ticket in general moving toward November, but I don't think it's quite played a role in the primary process, or at least not as much as you might think. I think national politics, I mean, the race is very nationalized. The biggest issue is President Donald Trump at the end of the day for Democratic-based voters who are upset with the status quo. So, you know, to some degree, I think that has cast a much larger shadow than where Governor McAuliffe and even where people like Tim Kaine and Mark Warner are, who are generally behind Northam.
You know, is this important who ends up being the Democratic nominee? Because both of them right now, both Northam and Perriello, are pulling ahead of Ed Gillespie, who is right now, it seems to be the clear front runner to win the state primary on the 13th. Could you talk a little bit about the Gillespie campaign, what he's done right, and sort of why his numbers have been so far ahead of his rivals?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Gillespie won a lot of support from grassroots Republicans back at during his 2014 Senate bid. And he also, I think, won a lot of respect from people who are very invested in politics, Republican Party politics in the state of Virginia in that 2014 campaign. Because he really beat Mark Warner, who was sort of seen as untouchable in Virginia politics. And so Gillespie sort of has this electoral track record working for him, but he's also done a good job of cultivating support, obviously as someone with a history of having been chair of the Republican National Committee, having been in the George W. Bush White House. You know, he might have been in danger of being sort of seen as an establishment figure. In fact, his opponent, Corey Stewart, has continued to call him Establishment Ed throughout the campaign. But Gillespie's basically done a good job of making sure that people who are going to show up to the primary may not generally think that about him.
What do you think that we're going to see voters punish whoever the Republican candidate is, most likely Gillespie? Are they going to punish him for the sins of Donald Trump?
Well, you know, it is still a state race, so there is a little bit of a separation there. But there's no question that, and this is true in every state, not just Virginia, that our politics has become extremely nationalized. And so President Trump is going to be a major part of this campaign one way or the other. And if his approval rating, which in the last two polls in Virginia has been at 36%, if it is in that territory or even lower come Election Day, that is going to be tough for Gillespie. It will be a drag on him. So he'll have to overcome that if that's the case.
There's one last thing. This lieutenant governor's race in for the Republican side has gotten really dramatic. Apparently, everybody's very close in it, but two of the candidates, Senator Bryce Reeves and Senator Jill Holtzman-Vogel, apparently the latter person is now stands accused of sending an email under a fake name to spread false rumors that Bryce Reeves was having an affair. And now this is going to court to subpoena records that she may have been trying to sabotage her opponent.
Yeah, there's even a court date regarding trying to quash that motion that's going to happen, I think, 4 days before the primary. So it's been, it's really something out of a soap opera. You know, he said, she said, like the IP address of that email connects to Vogel, but there's but she denies that she had anything to do with it, and it's a big drama. And actually, reading thoughts of Republican activists on this issue, they're all just sort of sick of the race at this point because it's just been so dramatic and ugly. Frankly,
it's hard to blame them for getting sick of something like
that. Yeah, absolutely.
The Jeffrey Skelly from the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Thanks for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on 270. Oh, we're trying to get you there to your destination, but we had this accident south on 270, right as you come out of Frederick at Buckystown Pike, but that's cleared now. So those delays that we have coming off of 70 and 15 starting to get a little better the closer you get to the crash. Now, beyond that, Urbana, Hyattstown, we're still below speed, and then off and on the brakes as we push out of Germantown and in toward Gaithersburg and Rockville. That's where we had another crash that was on the shoulder. All right, Virginia 66 had been doing okay this morning. Minor crash at Business 234. That's essentially in the backups out of Gainesville, up towards Centerville and Fair Oaks. East on 50, passing Fair Lakes Mall. That was still slow to the exit ramp to get onto 66, where we had the crash reported. And northbound George Washington Parkway, if you can, still avoid this for a little while. It is solid, leaving the 14th Street Bridge, heading past the Memorial Bridge, Key Bridge, toward the exit for Spout Run with the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, we're going to have variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon. A little cooler today, high of 75, the chance of rain 50%. Tonight, we'll have thunderstorms this evening. Then the skies are going to turn partly cloudy after midnight, a low of 65. Tomorrow, we start with partly cloudy skies in the morning. They're going to give way to mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon. You might even see a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon with a high of 82, currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
General Jim Mattis was one of several people who gave speeches yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery for Memorial Day. And if you got a chance to listen to this speech, and also the President of the United States, President Trump, you'd be very touched. I mean, the administration really made, I think, a very strong showing yesterday of how seriously they take Memorial Day and how appreciative they are of our fallen heroes. Jim Mattis, of course, the former Marine Corps general, now the Secretary of Defense, had a chance to give some remarks. Let's listen now to some of the things he said yesterday. Cut 28.
To the families of the fallen, both here and at home, no words will ease your pain. But I beg you, let it have meaning. Unite your sorrow to their awesome purpose.
Jim Mattis saying that, you know, that these men and women definitely did not die in vain. Their purpose was awesome, and that we should remember it. Also this.
More than a century ago, this 624-acre plot of land was a plantation on the Potomac. Scenic, but hardly sacred. Now these fields hold the greatest treasure of our nation, America's courageous dead.
There you go, General Mattis saying Robert E. Lee's yard is now one of the most sacred territories in our country.
You know, for a man who we call Mad Dog, who comes off as, you know, this really tough guy, who talks very tough and is, I mean, just an incredible leader, he showed such a gentle side yesterday. And I think that maybe that's why his speech really struck me yesterday. In addition to where, you know, the speech where he said, I beg you, let it have meaning. Unite your sorrow to their awesome purpose. He went on and said, people do grace places, but people also grace people. We are blessed by our time with those now asleep, the mighty and the gentle. It was just such an incredibly moving speech. And I think most people don't pay attention to those speeches. We do them every year. At the Unknown Soldier, you lay the wreath. But the speeches really had meaning yesterday. They were really quite, I think, incredible.
Yeah, and it's a testament to what people have called him, the warrior monk. I mean, this guy is a scholar and a fighter. Speaking of fighting, over the weekend, General Mattis did one interview on CBS, reiterated a point that he made last week. The tactics against ISIS are shifting, specifically in Mosul, where the ISIS fighters are now completely choked in by the U.S. and its assisted forces. The ISIS fighters cannot escape. What would happen if they tried to escape? Let's get a little bit from Jim Mattis.
First, he delegated authority to the right level to aggressively and in a timely manner move against enemy vulnerabilities. Secondly, He directed a tactical shift from shoving ISIS out of seized locations in an attrition fight to surrounding the enemy and their strongholds so we can annihilate ISIS. The intent is to prevent the return home of escaped foreign fighters.
Yeah, these foreign fighters who will go home and wreak havoc on their home communities. But again, the goal now is annihilation. It's no longer attrition. It's annihilation, according to the Secretary of Defense, who says that these ISIS fighters will be killed. The plan now is to annihilate them. That message, I think, resonates both here in the United States and certainly overseas, where ISIS is watching this and going, okay. He's showing his hand. This is their game plan. They plan to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder what's going through their heads right now. General Mattis, I thought he was strong this weekend. It's nice to hear him in public because I think he represents the Trump administration very well. And it also gives, I think, people who had any doubts about sort of the confidence of the way our military is projecting itself under which administration, right now, a tremendous amount of confidence that it has strong leadership.
Well, when was strong leadership? Exactly, right there. When was the last time we heard a leader for any administration say, we are going to annihilate that group of people right there? We are going to annihilate them. We had a president draw a red line in the sand and then watched our enemies...
And then not enforce it.
Walk all over it and say, yeah, they kick sand in his face, basically. Yeah, and I'm going to take your lunch, too.
Yeah.
You know, so having someone say, we are going to annihilate them, I think sends a very strong message, because I think that the world, and I may be wrong, but I believe the world sees us now as President Trump being someone who will back it up. Look at the strikes in Syria, right? You cross the line, I'm backing it up. And he did. And I think that's really important. I all the time reference Obama being the cool dad, whereas President Trump is the authoritarian. He's the real dad. If you do this, this is going to be your punishment. There'll be consequences for your actions. And he follows it through. And people know that now. I think people know that when President Trump says something, he will back it up. If you do this, this is what I'm going to do.
So General Mattis, at the top of that quote that we just played, you heard him talk about the amount of latitude he's giving to his commanders. This is a campaign promise fulfilled, actually.
Yes.
Which is to say, I'm going to listen to my generals. And this is happening. I mean, he's surrounded by now former generals. You got John Kelly in there, of course, who's son. They stopped by his son's grave yesterday in Arlington.
Yes.
And Jim Mattis, H.R. McMaster now in the NSA. So you've got generals all around him giving advice, and he's also taking the advice of his combatant commanders, people who are in charge of the actual combat. One last thing before we go here. Jim Mattis was asked on that CBS interview with John Dickerson if there's anything that keeps him awake at night. Listen to this.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Jim Mattis sleeping well. It's 8:23 on WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing, and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow! Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds Team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-632-5959.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-632-5959. This offer won't last. Call now. 1-800-632-5959. 1-800-632-5959.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, I want to go at the Gilbert's Corner because what you need to know if you head through that area, you do not want to commit to Route 15 south of 50. That is shut down in each direction at Braddock Road. Again, 15 at Braddock Road, closed each direction south of Gilbert's Corner because of a crash. 66 eastbound. They had two separate accidents here in the backups. First crash was near Business 234. Second one as you approach 29 Centerville. They were trying to get both of those confined to the shoulder. Inner loop of the Beltway leaving Springfield toward Annandale at Braddock Road and at 236 again. Had two minor incidents there, the culprit of those delays. Culprit of problems 50, trying to get through West Falls Church and into Seven Corners. Short timing signals, according to commuters, as you head past Annandale Road and up toward Leesburg Pike. Crews were checking the timing on that. On the George Washington Parkway north of Spout Run, still with crash cleanup. Baltimore Washington Parkway crash south of Route 100 clear. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky around, but our shower thunderstorm threat will be mainly this afternoon right into the evening hours. We'll make it up to a cooler 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 62 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Harper yesterday charging the mound. Let's listen to what that sounded like.
Whoa! History. And Bryce Harper wants a piece of Hunter Strickland. Here they go. Strickland lands a punch. Harper lands a punch. Oh. Bench is empty.
All right, that was from yesterday with the Giants and the Nationals, and I saw this. I didn't watch the game, but I saw the video. Did you see this? So he got hit in the right hip with a 98-mile-per-hour pitch.
Whoa, that's
98-mile-per-hour pitch. So he was mad. Oh, he was mad. And so he charges the mound, and he takes his helmet off, his batter's helmet, which I'm thinking that if you're going to get in a fight, you might want to keep the batter's helmet on, right? A little bit of protection. Wearing a helmet in a fight, it's probably a good idea. Takes it off, and he throws it. And he looked like he was going to throw it at Daniel Murphy, right? Hunter Strickland. He looked like he was going to throw it at him. And he didn't. He flings it off to the right. It's like at the last second, he goes, all right, I'm not going to throw it at you. But he kept coming at him. So Strickland met him, and boom, right across the kisser. He got Harper before he could get anything in. Boom, he got Harper right across the kisser. And then all hell broke loose, and they all charged down both sides, and everybody's fighting and pulling people off. They were dragging, I want to say it was Strickland off his teammates, and two of them were literally lifting him off the ground. They had their hands, like they were holding each other's hands under his leg. And he couldn't put his foot on the ground, and they're just like hobbling him off. It was unbelievable. And listen, and nobody stopped Harper from rushing the mound either. Like they,
yeah. And this all goes back to 2014, the National League Division Series, and Harper just crushed two homers on him. One after being threatened, tried again, and he did. And Harper nailed it. So that it is. I think this is their third time meeting, and you had Hunter Strickland just take a 98-mile-per-hour fastball and throw it right into his hip, and then we had a great baseball fight.
I'm going to say that's going to be a bruise in the morning. It is now 8:29 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
And coming up on WMAL, we will be joined by Larry Kudlow. We have a couple of things to get his opinion on, a little economics, and also Tiger Woods is in the news. You'll never guess why.
It's not for golf.
It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The White House Communications Director is stepping down.
The face of the operation, Sean Spicer, is staying for now, but White House Communications Director Mike Dubke is leaving. Dubke operated a well-known GOP ad firm in Virginia when he was brought in by Spicer to try to hone the broader message. However, President Trump seems to believe he is his own best spokesman via tweets that have resumed following the trip abroad. Dubke revealed to CNN that he submitted his resignation May 18th, but wanted to stay through the trip to the Middle East and Europe. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The death of former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega has so far brought a muted response from opposition figures. Aurelio Barria, who led the Civil Crusade opposition movement, says Noriega's death, quote, ends a period that we should try not to forget so it is not repeated in Panama. Two people have been arrested and charged with murder in the weekend death of a man who was beaten and stabbed in a motel parking lot in Silver Spring. Police arrested 19-year-old Colette Cox of Wheaton and 20-year-old Ruben Ortiz of Adelphi. A narrow majority of Northern Virginia residents say they would support a regional sales tax to provide funding for Metro. About 53% of those responding to a new Washington Post Shar School poll say they'd be okay with that sales tax idea. Supporters of requiring most Maryland businesses to provide paid sick days are rallying today against Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a sick leave bill. The Working Matters Coalition for Earned Sick Days is holding two news conferences to include members of the coalition's health, faith, small business, labor, and community organizations. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,080, the Nasdaq at 6210. Sports, Ryan Zimmerman homers and Daniel Murphy drives in two more as the Nats beat the Giants. The O's snap their seven-game losing streak with a win over the Yankees. And a day after the Maryland women win the National Lacrosse Championship, the Maryland men do the same. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime. And most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, crews still dealing with the crash in 66. Actually, we had two of them, one after Business 234 and one closer to 29 Centerville. Should be to the shoulder. I'm looking at a lot of activity, even with the tow truck there. Again, east on 66 in the shoulder area. Gilbert's Corner, if you can, still avoid 15, even though police tell me they're starting to let some traffic get by. 15 south of 50. Again, in Gilbert's Corner at Braddock Road, that had been shut down in each direction. Northbound really gets hit hard here, trying to work through that area. Around the Beltway, topside now, College Park into Silver Spring, Maryland, outer at 50. That crash is long gone. Just about done to the Wilson Bridge, each direction, light volume. We're jammed, unfortunately, still on the George Washington Parkway with crash cleanup northbound, right near the exit for Spout Run. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit overcast around this morning. Don't see much rain, if any at all. It's this afternoon into the evening. We'll have some scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, just a hit-or-miss shower, thunderstorm. As clouds increase during the day, a little warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Chantilly, 59 in Gettysburg, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 8:37 on WMAL. It is Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. I'm Mary Walter sitting alongside Vince Colanese, and joining us right now, Larry Kudlow. You know him, you love him. CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we want to talk about Trump's budget and projected growth, and it's tied to Bill Clinton. Can you enlighten us?
This, I think, is a story that's not yet been written, except for my columns last weekend. And I don't know why, because what Mick Mulvaney is doing, the budget director, and what President Trump is doing is taking from the Bill Clinton playbook. And that is to say, restoring eligibility, time limits, work requirements to various welfare-related programs, okay? Welfare, food stamps, disability insurance. There's a whole block of them. And Obama basically removed all of the eligibility requirements. He just gutted them. So what you're seeing is literally out of control, skyrocketing expenses for these programs. And even worse, it actually now, in many, many, many cases, a majority of cases, it now pays more after tax to stay on welfare. And that includes the Obamacare program, which comes part and parcel with this. So we're encouraging people not to work, and therefore the welfare budget has literally exploded. And what Trump is doing is taking a page out of Democrat Bill Clinton. Does anybody remember Bill Clinton? He was the one who's
I do.
Hillary didn't take his advice during the campaign. Anyway, let's not go there. But the point I'm making is this is a huge change in budget policy. And it's a huge change in the policy of the so-called small entitlements. And, you know, hopefully they'll change Obamacare as well. That's the thrust of this budget. It's not a budget that slashes this and slashes that. But in fact, budget spending is planned or projected to increase by about nearly $6 trillion over the next 10 years. If you add them up, by the way, year by year, it's $55 trillion. That's not a budget cut. I'm sorry. That's still a budget increase.
You know, in the rollout last week, when Mick Mulvaney brought this out, he did it based on projections that the economy is going to improve in a dramatic way. Go back to an old standard, which is closer to 3% GDP growth year over year. How optimistic do you think that projection is? Do you think that we can actually get to a place in the Trump years or in the next 10 years where we're actually growing at a 3% rate?
Yeah, I think we can. But I just want to add, these Bill Clinton-esque welfare and food stamp reforms and health care reforms have nothing to do with 3% growth. All right, that's a separate issue. Now, I do believe we can get 3% growth. I've been saying this for, I don't know, a year, year and a half. Steve Moore and I and others, Steve Miller, Mnuchin, we worked out a campaign tax cut plan, which I think if it goes into place will generate higher productivity. I think if these welfare reforms go into place, you're going to have a larger labor force. I mean, it's amazing to me how many naysayers and doomsayers say you can't get to 3% growth when, in fact, between 1950 and 2000, right, so that's 50 years, the economy grew at almost 3.5% per year. In fact, for the whole 20th century, the economy grew by about 3.5% a year after inflation. What we've seen in the last 10, 15 years is an anomaly from bad policies, okay? So if you tax something, you're going to get less of it. And we've been creaming our businesses with regulations and taxes, and it's time for a change on that front as well. And I hate to see this. I want to make this parenthetically. This is turning into a partisan issue. Democrats, to a person, say you can't get 3% growth. They might acknowledge, you know, a good straight guy like Jason Furman would acknowledge that business tax cuts will raise the growth rate. He just won't get it to 3, so put in, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 tenths of a percent above the 1.9% baseline. I just don't want it to be a partisan issue. This is an economic issue, and it's an economic history issue, and it's an incentive issue based on a much more pro-growth incentivized tax cut plan. And that, by the way, also takes a page out of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton raised taxes in his first term, and it cost him the House and Senate. In his second term, he lowered the capital gains tax, and he reformed welfare, which in effect is a tax cut by itself, and he established free trade pacts, which also is a tax cut, and we got better than 4% growth, just as we did during the Reagan years. So I'm just saying, on growth, we know it works. It's worked in the past. On welfare reform, we know that's worked. It's worked in the past. And ironically, I'm saying President Trump is using Democratic policies, all right? He's
right.
Using a Bill Clinton welfare reform policy, and if you've read my book or memorized it, I'm sure you'll know this, John F. Kennedy, the Democrat, was the first supply-side tax cutter, and he got 5% growth a year. So go figure. I like this Democratic argument. I like it a lot. I was a former Democrat, by the way.
You know, in terms of Democratic like appeals, built into this budget include $25 billion over 10 years for a new paid family leave initiative. And also the president has the $1 trillion infrastructure priority in this as well. And also, they're not touching Social Security. They're not touching Medicare. Medicaid, they're going to make some adjustments to the way it's dispersed. But ultimately, this is a Democratic thing.
Well,
or
yes
should they?
No. Look, I don't see any urgency to tackling the big entitlements right now. And they're not going to run out of money for a couple of decades. I mean, I think the urgency is to attack the largest, fastest growing entitlement, which is probably going to bankrupt the whole country, and that is Obamacare. All right, pick your shots carefully. That's my argument. The notion that willy-nilly we have to, that Trump has to go through, you know, says Social Security, Medicare. No, I don't think so. But as you point out, as part of the Obamacare reform, that's going to go after Medicaid. It's going to slow the increase in Medicaid. It's not going to destroy Medicaid. That's very important. Let's see. The new Medicaid budget plans to increase Medicaid spending from $378 billion a year today to $524 billion by 2027 in 10 years. Okay? That's not a cut. That's not a cut.
Nope, that's okay, an increase. You're right.
Let's do this again. 524 is higher than 378. I just want to make this point. I know I'm not that good in math, but I was a whiz in grade school, arithmetic, and I know that 524 is bigger than 378. I just know that.
So this, as you said, it's all becoming a partisan issue, which is really sad because this should not be a partisan issue. But I think in today's environment, everything President Trump tries to do, even if he did exactly what Bill Clinton did, the Democrats are going to scream about and they're going to say no. Larry, thank you so much for joining us. On that note, we've got to end it here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Larry Kudlow right here. WMAL on Saturdays. Catch his show. It is 8:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're trying to release all the traffic here as we try to wind down the rush hour, but areas very busy still. The George Washington Parkway, the pressure's still on coming from the 14th Street Bridge. This is to get past Memorial Circle, Teddy Roosevelt, Key Bridge up to Spout Run Parkway, still with the crash cleanup. Parkway's still that had been to the shoulder. Suitland Parkway inbound as you're trying to get to 295. The accident before Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, that was under police direction. Getting into town, coming off of the BW Parkway out of Greenbelt. Your delays now are beginning before the Beltway down to 410. That's the scene of the crash. Parkway's been busy this morning. 270, two incidents gone. South of 85, Buckeystown Pike, and then at 28 in Rockville. But through those areas, though, still expect delays. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky around, but our shower thunderstorm threat will be mainly this afternoon right into the evening hours. We'll make it up to a cooler 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 62 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Why can't you just have a few? He said I would if I could, but it's probably best that I don't.
Yeah, poor Tiger Woods. Did not have a good weekend. He was booked on suspicion of driving under the influence yesterday in Florida. Now, boy, and the mugshot is not good. Oof, Tiger don't look good in the although, really, does anybody look really good in their mugshot?
You know, it's some always questionable when you try and smile in the mugshot.
Yeah, exactly. You said it doesn't look like your driver's license photo, right?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
He is claiming that alcohol was not involved and that he had, quote, an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. He was arrested around 3 a.m. In Jupiter, Florida. He was booked into a local jail. He was released on his own recognizance with no bond a few hours later, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. It is unclear whether he tested positive for alcohol or drugs. It's also unknown at this time whether he was the only person in the vehicle. An arrest report was not immediately available. Here's the thing. Whenever they say it was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications, what medications could you possibly be on that are going to have some kind of an effect that would also make the police officer think that you're drunk, other than if you have like diabetes and you haven't had sugar and you're in sugar shock, that kind of thing. I just think, like, people, wouldn't you be just a little bit more careful? Just
it sounds like
a little tiny bit more careful.
It sounds like he's on some pretty aggressive narcotics. He just had back surgery recently.
Okay.
And he's recovering from that. Back surgery usually correlates to aggressive mm-hmm. painkillers. And
that's
he's taken a while to rehab. You know, it's not clear if he's ever going to be back in form the way, you know, when he was the greatest of all time golfing. But now, you know, this just more tragedy for him. And you're right, he doesn't look good, and this is just the latest in a string of sort of sad scandals for a man who was so widely praised a couple years ago at being a phenom in golf, and now he's got this going for him? Not good.
No, but here's what I say when people say...
I mean, you should not be driving.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, if you're on painkillers or something along those lines, you know, you have a brain, you got to use it. And to be driving if this is what happened, if it was indeed prescription drugs, to be driving with that combination of drugs in your body, don't you say, oh, maybe I'll take an Uber.
How about get a driver? You can afford
right,
it. You're
exactly.
Tiger Woods.
He can afford a cab at that point. Poor Tiger Woods. It's 8:49 on WMAL.
I love my one-touch ultra meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The one-touch brand makes the VarioFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Now, technically, upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The one-touch VarioFlex meter has ColorSure technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your Walgreens pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VarioFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Stratford University celebrates Military Appreciation Month by offering up to $5,000 in grants to military spouses and dependents. For details about the Stratford Golden Opportunity Grant, visit stratford.edu/go-grant. That's stratford.edu/go-grant.
We scratch it, pinch it, even tattoo it, and take for granted that our skin heals itself, except when it can't. The Inova Melanoma and Skin Cancer Center is the region's only multi-specialty oncology program. Our team will develop a personalized treatment plan, including the latest advances in genomics and immunotherapy options that were unavailable just a few years ago. Visit inova.org/skincancer. Inova. Join the future of health.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Just like healthy fruits and vegetables, the Girl Scout cookie has its season. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. When you get that cookie order form, you stock up, either to support the troop or to satisfy your sweet tooth. Maybe a little bit of both. But have you ever looked at the nutrition labels? Well, Savannah Smiles are the quote-unquote healthiest cookie, with only 28 calories each. But let's be honest, is that anyone's favorite, really? The S'mores cookie, the newest addition to the lineup, is the worst one for you. It's got 90 calories, 8 grams of sugar, and 3.5 grams of saturated fat per cookie. None of the cookies are really all that bad, though, if you only eat the serving size. But who does that? Nutritionist Lisa Dreher suggests keeping the cookies somewhere you can't see them. Also, divvy them up into small bags so you're not tempted to go to town on that whole box. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So, one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Step up to higher rates. John Marshall Bank is offering 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CDs that not only offer a highly competitive initial rate, the rate automatically increases each anniversary to help protect your savings. It's a step up and over conventional CDs. To take advantage of this limited-time offer for new money and to learn more about our automatic rate increase step-up CD, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at hashtag Military Heroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It is now 8:55. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy the rest of your day, Jamie.
You do the same, and we're trying to clear out on the George Washington Parkway. It's been a long haul for everyone coming north from the 14th Street Bridge up towards Spelt Run. Yes, that's a long stretch, but that's where we've had the long-standing accident. Park police tell me now gone. Southbound heavy through that area, past the overlooks and heading down toward the TR as well. We'll get you inbound Suitland Parkway still with the crash cleanup before you get to 295 over near MLK Jr. Avenue. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, you've cleared out to the top side of the Beltway, still from 95 to George Avenue and out of Greenbelt. The BW Parkway slows to go inside the Beltway of the crash before the exit for 410. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment might be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149 and now from GarageDoorRepair.com at the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Quite a bit overcast around this morning. Don't see much rain, if any at all. It's this afternoon into the evening. We'll have some scattered showers, thunderstorms, 75. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy after midnight. Tomorrow, just a hit-or-miss shower, thunderstorm. As clouds increase during the day, a little warmer, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates.
Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
And coming up tomorrow on WMAL, you know, there are all these rumors about big shakeups at the White House, you know, because it's such a mess over there. And we already had one shakeup announced this morning, right?
If Trump doesn't tweet about them, we'll tell you about them.
That's right. We'll have that. Oh, shakeup. Did you miss me, Chris?
Very, very much.
I know.
I'm glad to hear your voice.
Fruit. Thank you. I got the flowers.
Yeah, you bet. I always like to send over. But that was a hat. That wasn't really a vest. It was a Carmen Miranda hat you're supposed to wear around the house. I'm looking at the clock because we have some clock issues here. I want to talk